Emotional reactions and defensive listening are significant topics in the context of communication, especially in active listening. These emotional responses can create barriers to effective communication, influencing how we interpret and respond to what is being said. Understanding and managing these reactions is crucial for fostering productive and empathetic interactions. Understanding emotional reactions and defensive listening. Emotional reactions, these are intense feelings that are triggered during a conversation. They can be caused by certain topics, words, or the way something is said. Emotional reactions might include anger, frustration, sadness, or even joy. Defensive listening, this occurs when an individual perceives a threat in a conversation, even if none is intended. The listener becomes defensive, focusing more on protecting themselves than understanding the speaker's message. This can manifest as counter-arguing, denying, or redirecting the conversation. Impact on active listening. Barriers to understanding. Emotional reactions can cloud judgment and prevent a listener from fully comprehending the speaker's message. Miscommunication. Defensive listening often leads to misunderstandings, as the listener may misinterpret the speaker's words or intentions. Strained relationships. These reactions can damage relationships, as they often result in the speaker feeling unheard, dismissed, or misunderstood. Strategies for managing emotional reactions and defensive listening. Self-awareness. Recognize your emotional triggers and signs of defensiveness. Awareness is the first step in managing these reactions. Pause and reflect. When you feel a strong emotion or defensiveness, pause before responding. This allows you to process your emotions and respond more thoughtfully. Empathy. Try to understand the speaker's perspective and feelings. This can help in depersonalizing the message and reduce defensiveness. Clarify. If something said triggers an emotional reaction, seek clarification before jumping to conclusions. Practice calming techniques, deep breathing, mindfulness, or even a short break can help in managing emotional responses. Importance in professional and personal settings. Emotional intelligence, which includes managing one's emotional reactions and avoiding defensive listening, is crucial for effective leadership, teamwork, and client interactions. In personal relationships, these skills are essential for building trust, understanding, and strong bonds. Incorporating into training and development. Professional development programs often include components on emotional intelligence and communication skills. Role-playing exercises can be particularly effective in practicing how to handle emotional conversations and avoid defensive listening. Emotional reactions and defensive listening are natural, but they can significantly hinder effective communication if not properly managed. By becoming more self-aware and employing strategies to handle these reactions, individuals can improve their active listening skills, leading to more productive and positive interactions both in the workplace and in personal life.